Next to the trial of Bo Xilai, the former Communist Party boss of the Chinese megacity of Chongqing. Bo stands accused of bribery and corruption after one of the most dramatic falls from grace in the country's political history. Journalist Clifford Coonan of the Irish Times is covering the trial and he joins me now. Clifford, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Who is Bo Xilai and how important was he in the Communist Party apparatus in China?
Well, Bo Xilai was one of the most senior members of the Communist Party for a long time. He occupied very senior roles over the years. He was commerce minister. He was mayor of Dalian, one of the most progressive cities in the country. And he looked set to go on to become a member of the inner circle of power, which would be the standing committee of the Politburo in the Communist Party. And he was also mayor of party boss of Chongqing, which is an enormous city in the southwest of China. So he's had all these roles, and he was a superstar within the party ranks.
And what exactly is he accused of? He's accused, I think, of accepting bribes, but also of offering bribes as well. And you have the added complication of the fact that he is married to a woman who was jailed last August for killing Neil Hayward, the British businessman.
That's right. He was married to Gu Kailai, and she was jailed, as you say, for the murder of Neil Hayward. He's basically, in some ways, people were saying that Bo Xilai had flown too close to the sun, and that there was a purge within the party to get rid of him, and that the whole Hayward event has been kind of they're trying to taint him with the same brush as his wife Gu Kailai. And hence we had today's appearance in the court here in Jinan.
Is this actually about corruption and bribery, or, as you suggest, is it really about a power struggle at the top of the Chinese Communist Party? Is it about somebody who was perhaps looking to return to the days of Mao Zedong in China?
That's right. When this is definitely about a power struggle. What we had was when Bo Xilai was in power in Chongqing, he adopted a lot of the policies that would have been similar to those of Mao Zedong, sort of neo-Maoism, very left-wing sort of things, singing songs, which to some of the more reform-minded people within the party, which include the current leadership, which came to power in November, Xi Jinping, who as you remember, visited Ireland last year, and Li Keqiang. So he fell foul of the reformist move, and at that point he had to go. So the corruption, a lot of the corruption stories that have come out of this trial, which began yesterday in Jinan in Shandong province and which is going on today, a lot of the things would not be that unfamiliar to a lot of senior figures in China. There doesn't seem to be that much provable of any sort of major corruption going on. So it does look a bit like they're basically trying to use this as a vehicle by which to complete the sort of purge of Bo Xilai from the upper ranks of political life in China.
And the trial, as you say, it started yesterday, it continues today, but I gather it's going to finish today. We're talking here about a corruption and bribery trial, and given our familiarity with tribunals in this country that go on for 17 years, it seems a little bit counterintuitive that somebody could be, could be set up and shot down in 2 days.
Yeah, well, it's just coming up to 6 o'clock in the evening here, and they've just started examining the embezzlement charge, which is one of the three charges against him. So it's a very cost-efficient way of a probe into corruption. But today we had a video testimony by his wife, and we've also had written testimonies from other people involved in the case. It's hard to know how they're going to finish it today, but apparently it's scripted that it will last until the end of today. And while he's denied, he's defiant, actually, in the way he's denied a lot of the charges, which people weren't quite expecting. But Still, they reckon that it probably won't do him any good, and he's most likely to end up being found guilty.
And as you suggest, he has been defiant. He was certainly defiant on day one. He was denying charges. He was saying that he had had very little, if anything, to do with his wife since 2007. Was it surprising that he was actually allowed to be seen to be defiant in a Chinese trial?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it's fair to say that. I mean, it was. I don't know whether they were expecting him to roll over. I mean, this is was a very senior guy, and you know, with great personal charisma and charm and authority. You know, and then you would have been very surprised if he'd sort of come in, bowed, and said nothing. But a big question is whether, you know, the extent of his defiance, whether this is just his last chance or. Whether this has been a whole piece of theatre, some people have suggested that. There's also an issue that his son is still in the US, Bo Guagua, and he does need to protect him. And there have been suggestions that he made a deal to protect the son and from any possible repercussions. So there's still a lot of speculation about why he was so defiant. But it made for amazing viewing yesterday.
As you write yourself today, foreign journalists are not particularly welcome to attend this trial.
That's right. When I say viewing, of course, we weren't actually in the courtroom. But there was a handful of local journalists, I think probably from the state-run media. But foreign journalists have been kept at arm's length. We are given a certain amount of access, and we've been given accreditation and... there are regular briefings, and what we have, which has been strange about this trial, is that they have tweeted basically the events of the trial on Weibo, which is the Chinese version of Twitter, which is banned here. So they've had the local government in Jinan have been tweeting the events of the trial, and also on the outside we've had lots of demonstrations and by petitioners and by supporters of Bo, which is also quite unusual. So it's been an amazing spectacle.
What's been the nature of his wife's evidence? I would have thought that that was potentially very interesting.
Well, a lot of his wife's evidence is based around proving that he knew what she was up to, because she's already been convicted of murder. And today a lot of the evidence centered around this villa that that she owned, co-owned with Neil Haywood in the south of France. And about whether or not Bo Xilai knew about that. And they've been trying to establish that Bo Xilai has basically just said his wife is crazy. And that's what he came out today. He said she's just that basically she's had a breakdown and that she's been convicted of murder and that nothing she says should be taken as evidence against him. He actually compared her to an assassin from an old folktale here in China. So it's been very colourful today.
And what about the son? The son is in the USA. He's attending college in the USA. One of the reasons advanced for the amount of money that the husband and wife had was because they were putting him through college in the USA. He's been commenting on this.
That's right. He wrote a letter to the New York Times saying that he hoped his father would get justice. Bo Xilai's elder son by a previous marriage was in the court today as well, but he's a much lower profile figure than Bo Guagua, who's the one who studied at Harrow and Oxford and then went to Harvard and is now going to Columbia Law School in the US. He asked for his parents to be treated properly and for justice for his father. So I guess people are watching to see now what happens with him and whether the fallout from presuming that Bo Xilai is convicted. He won't be sentenced today, but that'll come next month. But presuming he is convicted then, what that will mean for him, because he's also been named in the case as being aware of what was going on. So this won't end with the conviction of Bo Xilai somehow.
Okay, Clifford, thank you very much indeed for that. A fascinating case taking place there in China. Bo Xilai, once a big fish in the Chinese Communist Party. Time now for news from Susan Jackson.